White, W.C. White, Mary. On eastbound train nearing Reno, Nevada, autumn of 1884. Willie and Mary. Nearing Reno. We'll be at Reno in 1/2 an hour. We had a very good night's rest. After you left us, we were told our position was in the next car, and thither we went, seated ourselves, and found it was filled with men. We were the only women in the car. At night, we had 2 other women. We had tobacco effluvia creeping into our car, which made my heart very active and my throat and lungs sore. But I may not be troubled as much today. My head aches some, but I feel of good courage. We have no checks for trunks. Probably you have discovered this as well as we. We reasoned that the checks will be forwarded to Kansas City. We learned there was a washout at Truckee. The train coming west was delayed, I think, 1 day and a half. This is all the news I have to write. Willie, I wish Elder Wagoner and yourself would, in connection with those in St. Helena, put Sister Jenny Ings in officially as matron of the institution there. This will give character to her work. We have not yet taken lunch, so cannot speak understandingly of our liberal outfit, but will tell you in our next letter how this suits us. I am not as debilitated as last year, and think I will do well. My trust is in God. We'll write again today when I may have something to write. Mother. Nearing Elko Station about 6 o'clock. We have had a very pleasant day. A number of men stopped at Reno. Brother Balborn and wife called upon us while the passengers were taking breakfast. We had quite a pleasant visit. There are only 3 men, besides us, in the car. The porter has been an old hand on the train, kind as kind can be. We have had a little dust and a small spurt of a shower. A telegram was received in regard to our trunks, and the conductor insisted on my telegraphing back to you, while he would telegraph to the parties in San Francisco. I knew it was not the least use to telegraph you, for you must know the trunks were not on the train. He insisted on our going into the baggage car. They got a chair, and we climbed up and found no trunks of ours. Then he telegraphed. The agent said he must punch my tickets or baggage would not be sent. The conductor said I must not get my tickets punched until the telegraph should notify us the trunks were on the way. But the agent said he was mistaken, so my tickets are punched. We have plenty of room, good food, and plenty of it. Sister McComber scalded up the chicken. We'll scald the meat tomorrow morning. We arrive at Ogden at 7 tomorrow. I wish you had told me just how far you had paid for a sleeper. Sleeping car conductor says it was only paid to Ogden, so we must go through that process of securing tickets in the Ogden depot. I shall get the porter to do this for me. We are doing real well. I am feeling well. We are having a pleasant trip. Feel very thankful to the Lord for His mercies and blessings.